Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Is the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980? Denton De Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin. We're jumping into our superlatives of the Commanders 2024-25 season. I know the season isn't over yet. I get that. But the regular season is basically over. So I feel like it's fair to jump into this conversation. We just had the end of the year, right? So it's a new year. We got to do some superlatives, Linnell. So you came up with this idea. I put a list together. I tweeted the list out. If you're listening and you want to give us your thoughts, you can take my list that I put out on Twitter, copy and paste it, tweet us back at the Denton Day, at NELL underscore BTP, or you can give us a call at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You can give us just some of the list on the phone. You can give us all of the list on the phone. The world is your oyster if you're hanging out with us.
I love this. Most improved is what I'm curious to hear everyone's answer on. I have one, and I feel like he's not talked about maybe a lot for being improved.
I mean, I'm excited to hear that. So we will get there in a second, but we're going to start with the big ones first.
Yes.
We're going to start MVP. I'm stunned to hear what your answer is going to be. Who is the MVP of the season?
Marcus Mariota. For grooming the real team MVP, Jaden Daniels. I mean, this season does not go the way that it goes without Jaden Daniels. They're about to be 12-5, barring something unforeseen happening Sunday. In Dallas. But, dude, like, Denton, be real. That's the one thing why I love working with you. You're a fan just like me, but you ain't scared to pull out the whooping stick when they need their ass whipped. We're like parents of this team, so to speak. We're like good, disciplined parents. How many wins will we have without Jaden?
I would say at absolute best, six. At best. Like, that's really heavily relying on Marcus Mariota balling out, which I don't know that outside of a game against a very bad team in Carolina, I don't know that he would do. So at the very best, six.
I will get right back on track in a second. Lanfield's wearing sweatpants today.
I've never seen him wear sweatpants.
Neither have I. But, like, to your point, I think you're even being generous, bro, man. Like, six, though? I said four or five.
Yeah, at the very best.
So I feel you want, like, the best part. Yes.
I mean, you're probably beating. You're beating Tennessee. You're beating Carolina.
That's a good point. Pull up the schedule.
And then maybe six even seems aggressive.
Six seems like a stretch, dog.
You're beating the Giants at least once, so that's
you don't beat Cleveland four. Without JD. Like
More they, likely than not, that game is one of the worst in the league without Jaden Daniels because it's Deshaun Watson versus Mariota. I mean, gross.
I think the Giants get you once.
Yeah, but I think you beat this. So that's four right there. With the New Orleans thing would be iffy. One of the Dallas games would be iffy.
I don't know if you beat New Orleans without him. Especially if the circumstances were the same, like no Biadasz. By the way, Jay Gruden also continuously calls Biadasz Biadasz, and it blows me. But I don't know. Six is – I think six, when you, like, really pull up the schedule, bro, and you look at it, six may be a stretch. But you're saying at the very
– like, things would have to go insanely right, and you're getting six.
Yeah.
Things have gone very well, but not insanely right. Like, there's been a couple games where you can point at and say this should not have happened, and the team already has 11 with the potential of 12. So this one is the easiest one. Jaden is the MVP. That's the easiest one. If you're coming with any other energy that says otherwise, you're a Looney Tune. We'll go to Offensive Player of the Year. Offensive Player of the Year for you is who? Is it also Jaden, or are you going a different direction?
Can we do it like the NFL does it?
That's how I was doing.
Like, you can't be the MVP and the Offensive Player of the Year. So I'm not going to go with Jaden.
Yes.
If I'm going to go Offensive Player of the Year and it's not Jaden, Terry. Terry's cooking, bro. He's borderline all-pro, career high in every, you know, statistical category. Like, the kid is balling. I would give it to Terry easily. I don't even know if I had, like, a second place for it. Maybe I go Ertz.
Yeah, the second place is Ertz. Like, you and I think we will separate at some point on this list, but you and I are the same. It's Jaden as MVP. It's Terry as Offensive Player of the Year. You would have hoped that Brian Robinson would have been in that conversation, but that has not been the case. I mean, Zach Ertz has played well lately. Austin Eckler played really well before he got hurt. So those two feel obvious. I would honestly argue that Defensive Player of the Year, which is our next superlative,
you know it.
It's the Tribal Chief. Yes. We're acknowledging Frankie Louvu. Everybody throw your ones up.
Yes.
Frankie Louvu, the Tribal Chief, is Defensive Player of the Year. This is where now we can get to a little bit more of the open conversations. And again, I tweeted all the list out that we're going through. You can find it on Twitter at The Denton Day. Give us your list. Literally, copy and paste, fill it out. I'm going to tweet mine at the end of this. I assume you that you'll tweet yours at the end of this as well. We'll take your phone calls at 301-230-0980. Most Improved Player of the Year for you is who?
So here's where it gets hard, because you gotta select from the Ron Rivera rejects of last year. I'm gonna go with Andrew Wiley as my most improved guy.
Very nice.
I think he's had a really good season, and we banged on his ass last year, like, to no end, to where he was like a legit weakness. I think he's been really strong this year. I'm gonna go with Andrew Wiley as my most improved.
I'd like that pick. So what I am not going to go a Ron Rivera reject.
Okay.
I'm instead going to go with somebody that they signed on a small deal, and it's somebody that we just talked about. I'm going OZ. I think OZ has been very much improved. The way that the run ended in Philadelphia was not all that positive. He didn't get the opportunity that I would assume he was hoping for, and then you come into a season and an organization that already has their definitive number one and number two wide receiver. Yeah. Number two wide receiver is gone now, and you get the opportunity to step up. I'm going to say that OZ is the most improved player for Washington this year. Diami, you could put in the conversation. I think you could put Austin Eckler in the conversation based on the way that things ended in Los Angeles. Andrew Wiley is a great pick. I can't find a lot on defense that I would say is most improved.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, maybe Quan, but Quan was already pretty good.
Quan was the saving grace.
Quan was already pretty good. There's nobody else that you could say is most improved on defense.
I think we're going to agree on a lot of these the rest down the way. I'm filling it out. That's why I stopped for a second.
Biggest surprise for you. Now, this, you could go a bunch of different directions in this, but biggest surprise for you is what? I'm not going to limit you to a player. It could be a play, a situation, a scenario, or whatever.
I was going to go with a player. Zach Ertz. To me, Zach Ertz is my biggest surprise.
Yeah.
I was calling him a catch and fall merchant as recently as Carolina. So I just did not expect him to come out and play the way that he's played. Denton, correct me if I'm wrong here, my encyclopedia brethren. Was he the first free agent signing?
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. We've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and most of our business comes from referrals. Why? Because we make it so easy. Tight timeline? No problem. Groomsmen scattered all over? We got you. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Come see me at Knicks Menswear, and let's make this the easiest win for your wedding planning. Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It happened like back in February.
Of Dan Quinn, no, but yes. Of Josh Harris, I believe he was. Because you're right, he technically was signed before last season, I think, officially ended. They had brought him in. Let me figure out when.
I think it was like February. It was one of the first things DQ did. Because Cliff was here. They had already had the staff in place.
Oh, so then he was the first guy.
Yeah, so I think he was the first free agent signing. And I was like.
Oh, so you're right. It was March 12th.
Before free agency opened up, I think.
I Googled Zach Ertz commander sign because I thought surely this is going to mean signing. He's a Scorpio, in case you're wondering.
Oh, my God. I'm a Scorpio, too. Damn it, you just threw me off with your astrology. That's just a good bit. With Ertz, I have nothing. Take it. Because your astrology made me lose my train of thought.
I think Zach Ertz is a really good option. For yes. Biggest surprise.
So in camp, this is where I was going. In camp is when I like got turned on to the fact that, oh, he's going to be somebody. Because I thought, man, is he even going to make the team? I would say he's my biggest surprise because I just did not think we would get that level of production from him. And if you really take a snapshot at like the past 6 weeks, then he's been caulking.
He's been cooking. He's been great. And like he and Jaden have been on one.
Yes.
Like really, really on one. So I love the Zach Ertz.
If you could turn this around quick enough, I'm gonna DM it to you on Twitter. He has some glowing praise for our guy JD5 on Kay Adams' show. By the way, the most overrated chick in America. Talking about Kay Adams, but.
I'm not going to comment on Kay Adams, but
wild of me?
I get what you're picking. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. But like, dude, their rapport, I think, is huge. And I slept on the importance, the impact that he could have on the young quarterback. Because he was, remember when they first started throwing the football to like the middle of the field? It felt like Ertz is what like ushered that.
Yes.
I think it was Good Morning Football, by the way.
It was Good Morning Football, which is not.
You found it?
No, but it was not chaos.
So she just caught it straight for nothing. So you're hip to what I was talking about. Okay, bet. But yeah, like I think
I'll have to find it. I don't have it right now, but I'll have to find it. I know he said very nice things about Jaden.
Their relationship though, I think is like real cool. When Ertz brought his family to camp, like watching Jaden interact with like the little baby, Madden, I believe is what his name is, was like cool, man. And like Jaden just cool as the other side of the pillow, man. He can get along with anybody.
He can.
You know? His ops probably like him, you know?
I don't know that he has ops. Because even Jalen Carter likes him. Yes. Jalen Carter hated him when he was at Georgia.
Right.
For me, my biggest surprise is Austin Ekeler. I almost thought about putting him in most improved, but he had already put enough of a great portfolio, if you will, of NFL seasons to validate why they wanted to sign him. But it didn't end well. But it didn't end well in Los Angeles, mind you. But he has been a huge surprise because in the very beginning of getting Jaden acclimated. Like, you bring up Zach Ertz, and Zach Ertz in recent weeks with Jaden has been on fire. I thought Austin Ekeler was that at the beginning of the year for Jaden Daniels. And on top of that, he was great in the return game. He nearly had a touchdown of without the Ballor. I think it was like a nonsensical block in the back.
It was a bad call.
It was a bad call that took a return away. But he had big returns in the early portion of the season. So the fact that he was able to do it whenever he touched the football, I thought was incredibly surprising. Here we are. So I got Austin Ekeler as my biggest surprise. How about Glue Guy?
Yeah, this one was easy for me.
This one is easy for you. It might have been, actually, it was easy for me, too.
I feel like we're about to say the same guy. Can we count down to three?
Oh, God. This is going to be embarrassing if we don't
get it. One, two, Three. Tyler Biotis.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy, bro. We're on the same page. But, yeah, like, for all the reasons you're probably going to say, too, just a steadying force along an offensive line that really, really was the big question mark of this football team coming into the season, right? Think about, we would talk about the secondary because we knew we were returning the cornerback duo. They gave up the most passing touchdowns in NFL history, so that was our main concern. And then the offensive line stunk last year, but I think you, me, and Kev, I feel like we're on this from the get-go. I thought as soon as they drafted Jaden, not as soon as they drafted him, but watching him through OTAs, I said, oh, the offensive line is going to be better because Jaden gets the football out on time, and he's not going to compromise him. But Biotis has been this steadying force on the interior. Now, he ticks me off when he wants to stay in the football game and he's hurt, and he hurts the team by doing it. It annoys the hell out of me. But I get it. He is a, to quote Dan Quinn, a dog-ass competitor.
He is.
And I love everything about
him. He's earned the nickname that fans have given him, a badass.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Biotis, had you have asked me this question before the New Orleans game, I don't know that I would have answered it the same way. But when he misses the New Orleans game, it was so obvious. Yeah. It was like, dude, where is the center? They absolutely need Tyler Biotis in this one. So that, I love the bit that we just did, that we did not put that ahead of time.
Yeah, you know we did.
And we still got it. Yeah. This next one is another easy one. Mm-hmm. The best play. The best play is the Hail Jaden.
Yeah, Hail Jaden.
The Hail Jaden next.
Thank you for correcting me on the name. I keep calling it the Hail Maryland, and it's so champ.
No.
I hate it.
It's the Hail Jaden. I thought I was going to be in the minority with this next and final one. And again, this full list is on my Twitter. Linnell tweeted it as well. We've put our list out on Twitter if you missed any of it. But go to my Twitter at TheDentonDay, at NELL_BTP. It's on the Team 980 Twitter as well. Find this full list. Tweet us your full list of superlatives. We're going to take your calls to close the show coming up at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. So you can give us your full list of superlatives as well. In the early response to this tweet, Linnell, I thought I was going to be in the minority. But with the best game of the season to you is what?
I just go to the Philly win.
I thought everyone was going to go to the Philly win.
I know Monday night was
Monday
bananas.
Night was my answer. The Monday night game against Cincinnati. You have a lot of different ones you can go with Jaden, but I think it's going to be between Philadelphia and Cincinnati for most people.
Philly for me, because it's that elusive, you know, signature win, right? Like, that was to me the big reason for that. And I thought the way he played, I still think, and shout out to Craig Hoffman, I still think it was the best game of his career, bro.
It was. Like, I would agree with that.
Just because you got the full Jaden Daniels experience of why we love him. You saw him take over and with the running plays and make big time plays with his feet. You saw him bounce back from the interception and act like, psh, it's nothing to me.
Nothing. Yeah.
And then with the context being added of, A, it's the best defense in football. That idiot account, Dove Kleeman, just tweeted in all caps, Philadelphia's defense is unstoppable.
I miss the old Dove Kleeman.
The real Dove,
When
right?
they sold the account, the new guy sucks.
The new guy, he like participates in bits that he shouldn't if he's trying to be a real account. At least Dove, people hated him for the aggregating, but at least he was being professional.
Yeah, at least there was no like nonsensical, goofy opinions in there. Yeah, there's no place like this. Like when Judon slapped the fan's phone away. Yeah, it wasn't very nice, but yeah, there's place in sports. Rivalries.
100%.
Yeah, don't put a phone in the guy's face.
Exactly.
All right, so let me read some of these that we have gotten earlier. Our guy Xavier LaFlame, by the way, silly video editor.
If really? You see,
oh, yeah, Xavier does a great job with the video.
Say LaFlame, you might have to hit me up, dog.
I love his response to MVP. His MVP is LOL. Obviously, it's Jaden. He goes, Terry Offensive Player of the Year, Luvu Defensive Player, Most Improved Quan. Quan has very quietly gotten a lot better this year. I'm almost upset that it's quiet because I do think he should have at least gotten more consideration for stuff like the Pro Bowl. He was not in the top 10 of Pro Bowl votes this year, which made me a little upset. His surprise is OZ and Biotis. His glue guy is Tress. Didn't see a lot of Tress this year, but I'm perfectly okay with that. Yeah. Hail Mary's the play. The Cincy game was his game. El Travo says it's JD5 for MVP. I'm just not going to do MVP and Defensive Player of the Year unless it's different. Yeah. Everyone is saying JD5, McLaurin, and Luvu for that. He says most improved with special teams. That's a great answer. Special teams-wise, with kick control, Coach with Izzo, the punting, I mean, outside of the one play against Dallas, that's a really good answer. Biggest surprise, he's with you. It's Ertz. He had Terry as his glue guy. Best play was the fourth quarter pass to Terry to set the tone for the season. I'm going to say that was a Cincinnati pass that he's talking about in the Cincinnati game. But he also said the Tennessee game was the best game because it was a complete 360-degree beatdown of the Tennessee Titans.
Well, until that third quarter.
Until that third quarter, but right.
I hear it.
Armin says that Quan is most improved. Biggest surprise is Fowler. That's a good one. We didn't mention Fowler. He has a tie in the glue guy category for McLaurin and Bobby Wagner. And he said both the Atlanta and Philly game was the best game because it showed growth and handling adversity. I think that's great.
Love
because
that.
Jaden had to go Superman, but the rest of the team stepped up for that. We're going to read a lot more of yours, so keep sending them to us on Twitter. We'll also take your phone calls. You can call us at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your superlatives for the Commanders when we get back. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Dale and L. Willingham. We're sitting in for Kevin Sheehan. He's back tomorrow on the Team 980.